Most of my clients know that I like to take commonly held viewpoints that have become sort of standard paradigms in people's minds and turn them at different angles to take a look at them and see, are they really valid? Well, one of my favorites that makes me laugh every single year is the comment, oh, I can't possibly do that until after the holidays. Oh, well, we'll have to schedule that in January. This whole phenomenon starts around mid-November, late November, right before Thanksgiving, where that whole period of time from Thanksgiving to Christmas is suddenly a big panic. And so anything that's not super urgent, I can't possibly get done before the holidays, before the 31st of December. And I smile and think to myself, this is interesting. Why is it any different than the 28th of April or the 16th of June? It's just another day of the year. In fact, I have clients who have turned the paradigm around. They make their fiscal year June 30th, and they get a discount from the company that does their taxes because they've put themselves outside of the busy time. So we create all this artificial stress because a bunch of accountants say, we're going to have our fiscal year end on December 31st. You get to choose your fiscal year. Well, it's not just because of the fiscal year. It's because I have all the stuff I have to get done before the holiday. Why? What if I came to you, I think this would be a lot of fun, on the last week of November and said, everybody go home. You can't do any more work for the next 6 weeks until January. Horrors. We'd probably have a wonderful holiday season. And we'd probably get all prepared for that thing happening, that time off happening again the next year. And we'd have ourselves scheduled in such a way that it wouldn't be all panicked. So relax a little and enjoy yourself. No, you don't have to get everything done before the holidays. It's an artificial deadline that you use to pressure yourself. And when January comes, you're going to have all this stuff that you need to do anyway. So relax a bit, enjoy the time, and keep in mind, this is a paradigm, and like all paradigms, it ought to be evaluated to see if it's really valid in your life.